Greetings, my dearest tribe of Gaia. This is Solara Anra, Warrior of the Light. I'm broadcasting from London and receiving the energy of you, our light tribe, all around Gaia, at all the very different times that you're receiving this and in the very different places. I feel our connection as light tribe through interactions such as this. Any interaction which we have with each other, whether it's through the airwaves, whether it's in person, in groups, on workshops, or simply a smile that we pass between each other on the buses, any interaction spreads light. As your intention in listening to this show is to raise your vibration, whether you know that that's your intention or not, I know that it is because this is my intention to attract only those towards myself who I can assist in raising their vibration. And that's what tonight or today is about. I'm going to teach you some very simple techniques to raise your vibration. Now, simply stated, this means to make you happier, to bring you back into balance. What is out of balance within you at any particular time varies greatly, although some of you have a tendency to lose your balance in one way, connected with the earth, and your physical, daily, practical lives go very smoothly, which is an indication that you're balanced. You might have an issue with power in which you are constantly being drained. You feel like the people around you are draining you. And in this case, you are a person who needs to call your energy back to yourself more often. If you're someone who's sick a lot, who feels tired, depressed, low in energy a lot, then your aura is cloudy and you need to practice techniques which cleanse your aura. If you're very spiritually aware and connected, and you spend most of your time in this spiritual world of light and love and spiritual techniques, and you're more connected with the ascended masters than you are with the people on earth or perhaps the star beings, this can perhaps mean that you are ungrounded and that your practical life is not working as well as it should do. And what we need, because we are in physical bodies and in 3D, is we need to stay perfectly balanced and grounded, particularly in these times. These are the times of transition, the biggest transition that has ever been made on the earth plane. We're being asked to step up. Hi everyone, I believe we are back on live and I have no idea where I was when we got cut off. I've had this problem when I've been live before on Kedar's channel that I tend to teach or channel often with my eyes closed, and I was talking to you with my eyes closed because I'm not reading anything. It's just coming as it's coming and my guides are helping me. Some of you who saw the YouTube that I put up today for the winter solstice will have noticed that I'm more or less channeling, but I'm not using one of my guides' voices. And this is something I was guided to do, to try and bring through the information without using the usual voices of my guides, so as to allow more people into the messages, because the channeled voices estrange some people from it who just can't get their heads around the channeling concept. And so any of you that have feedback, do drop me an email. I did find it quite a strain trying to do essentially a channeled message in my ordinary voice. And I think that that comes across a bit on the YouTube. But I was very pleased that I did achieve my aim. And I believe it is successful in reaching a lot of people at the moment. We were talking about the first step where you call light to yourself. And I'll just summarize. What I'm trying to get across tonight, you might be someone who's been doing these daily practices for a long time, but who only uses the individual, you know, only uses it as a whole meditation. And the intention behind this meditation has always been that you become so familiar with the individual parts of it and what it's actually doing to your energy body that you automatically start using some of the techniques separately. So why would you call light to yourself? You would call light to yourself when you need lightening up in your vibration and energy. When you're feeling low, when you're feeling fearful, when you're feeling like your whole vibration has become confused or disturbed by people that you've been with. They might be people that you know. They might be people, strangers, that you've been on the tube or the subway with. So if you're feeling low and you're feeling spiritually a bit disconnected, you're in the drama too much, which all of us, including myself, get sucked back into the drama of earth life all the time. So in that instance, you can just close your eyes and command. And I do it out loud, but it's not totally necessary. I like speaking invocations and commands out loud. It means that the vibration of the words are actually moving in to the ether. So when you say, I call light to myself now, and you visualize this column of light pouring down through your aura and into the earth, this immediately raises your vibration. The star people tell me that when they look at us, they just see us as energy. They can see our physical form, but they can see the emotions in our body. They can see when our aura is too spaced out, when it's too defensive and closed in. They can see where there's dirt in our aura. And they can also see our electrical light body, all of these amazing tiny star-like connections in our body. And so when they see what happens to us, when we say, I call light to myself now, we get brighter and clearer, and it automatically starts opening the portal chakras at the top and bottom of our aura. One of the purposes of this meditation is to get you to become more aware of your energy. How is it that you don't know where your aura is? How is it that you haven't been trained to tune into your aura and just think, my aura is too diffuse or my aura is too concentrated, and get it to a comfortable place? Your aura you can visualize or experience as an egg shape around you. This egg shape isn't a perfect egg shape. It flows with you when you move. And it changes as your energy changes and your emotions and thoughts change. But for our purposes, think about it as an egg. And the top point of that oval egg above you is a place where the top chakra, if you consider your 12 chakras as starting from the top rather than the bottom, because in the 12 chakra system, when we open the chakras, we start from the top and not the bottom. So that's your first chakra. It's called, according to my guides, but you can call it anything you like, the cosmic star portal chakra, which means it is an opening into the higher energies of above. And when you call a column of white light to yourself, the portal chakras at the top and the bottom of your aura immediately start opening. So you can consider the second step in the daily practices, where you say, I open my cosmic and earth star portals now, almost as part of the first step. It increases your vertical connection. And when you have vertical connection, you are not sucked into the drama of everyday life, and you are spiritually connected. Your spiritual connection is not only with all that is above, but equally with all that is below. Step number three, you ground yourself. You command, I ground myself into the heart of Gaia now. And you send an energetic grounding cord from your belly straight down through your root chakra, through the layers of earth below you, and into the great core crystal at the heart of the planet. This technique is invaluable, and all of you, including me, should be doing it all the time. So there are very few of us who don't need to be grounding themselves more often. Grounding yourself makes you feel more present in your body, and this is missing with a lot of the light tribe. Energetically, many of you are not in your body because something in you rebels about being in the extreme density of 3D and in the extreme density of your physical body. But your physical body is truly the vessel for your higher self and soul, for your I am presence in this lifetime. And you are not gonna get your job done as a warrior of the light come to serve the divine plan without being in your body effectively, which also means that your body needs to work. Your body needs to be mobile. You need to stretch, you need to dance, and all of these things ground you. But energetically, the most powerful way to ground yourself is simply from your second chakra in your belly, from your place of womb or source, whether you are a man or a woman. You can send a grounding cord, which is like an umbilical cord of light, straight down into the core crystal at the center of the planet. So you need to experience what you're feeling like before you ground yourself and after you ground yourself. Because I don't want you to take it from me that grounding yourself is good for you and is going to make you your physical earth life work better. I want you to experience that. All of the techniques that I teach through my guides are very simple techniques which are meant to be experienced. Not that you just believe that this is good for you and do it. Do it and see what it feels like. If you're used to doing the daily practices, just go through one day where you only do the one step all the time. Every hour you think, oh, it's 12 o'clock. I call light to myself now and see what it does to you. See what it does to your mood. See what it does to your physical energy, how much energy you have. See what it does as far as sucking you out of the drama and letting go of whatever somebody said to you that is still playing around in your mind and upsetting you on an ego level. Spend one day when you only ground yourself all of the time. I ground myself into the heart of Gaia now. And by the way, you never have to use the words that I use. You can use any words that make sense to you. So if you say, I send my grounding cord down into that crystal thing in the middle of the earth now, because you're not with your notes or your meditation and you can't remember what it is, it's still going to do the same thing if you believe that your wish is your command and that by doing this, you are literally anchoring yourself energetically into the earth. When you are energetically anchored into the earth, she can feel and hear you. You can go into resonance with her. And the earth has more healing to offer us in our physical bodies than any ascended masters or angels or other higher being. For our physical healing, we can ask the earth for healing when we connect with her because we are her children and she loves us unconditionally. We are as much a part of her energetically as our children are to us. The next step is calling your energy back, and for this you need an awareness of your aura. So you need to look into the front, back, left, right, above, and below of your aura. I can feel that some of you are making notes. And those of you that are making notes, I can tell you that the written version of the new Essential Daily Practices is on my website. It's on the page that you automatically go to when you click on the free meditation section. So the audio and the written version is there. So you're going to see these steps that I'm describing there. And you'll see the description that I give in the meditation of how to achieve that step as well. Once you are aware of your aura on all sides, when you command, let all energy I have given away or left behind return to me now, you are literally commanding that all of your energy comes back into your aura and your body. Because no one, not your parents, your work colleagues or boss, your own children, your love partner, no one has a right to your energy. In fact, when you are fully claiming your own energy and in your own empowerment, that is when you have endless love and energy to give others. We have been brought up to believe somehow that giving is more noble and honorable than receiving. And we have a misconception about giving. We give away our time even when we are feeling irritated about doing it. If you give away your time or your words or your energy when some aspect of you is too tired as a result of doing that or getting irritable or starting to feel insecure because of your interaction with that person, that is when your energy is drained. And those people are not sucking your energy like vampires, and you, the poor victim, is having your energy drained. No way. You are allowing your energy to leave your body. When you start feeling anger, frustration, tiredness, irritation in an interaction with someone, do something about it. If you are absolutely not able to escape or make an excuse or change what you're doing, then you have to start focusing on your own energy. You can excuse yourself. You can go to the loo and you can say, I call light to myself now, and get yourself in a higher vibrational state where you have a better perspective. Or you can ask for your energy to come back to you. The reason that command is worded that way, worded in such a way that you have given away or left behind, is because the giving away of your energy is what I've just described. But the leaving behind of your energy refers to what may feel like a positive situation. It may feel like you come from a country far away and you miss that place and you're constantly thinking about that house you used to live in or the beach that you used to walk on and the memories make you sad. That may not feel like an instance where your energy is being drained, but in some respect or other, some part of you is in that place and situation rather than where you are right here, right now. And you need all of your energy to be with you. This one has the most dramatic effect on most people as far as them experiencing something. So when people command, let all energy I have given away or left behind return to me now, what they experience sometimes is an energy sensation, a tingling or buzzing in their hands or arms moving up into their body, because energy is often lost through our hand chakras in the giving that we do. It shouldn't be, but it sometimes is. And sometimes they get images of people or situations that make it clear to them where their energy has been lost. I'm just about ready for questions, so if any of you have questions, I can't find my the place where I get messages from Don. It just seems to have gone off for some reason. I might not be able to take questions unless I can find that. There it is. Okay. Because the way we communicate is through the texting bar on the Skype. So I've just let him know that I will take questions on these energy techniques if you have them. So why not try one day where you only practice that particular technique, where you say several times during the day, let all energy come back to me now, and see what happens. You'll receive insights about where it is that your energy might be being drained. And it doesn't matter whether you do or not, you will feel your aura getting brighter. I want you to see what you experience from doing these techniques, because then you'll know at the moment, I really need that one. It might be different tomorrow, but I don't want you to just do this meditation, which thousands of people across the world do every day. I do it myself because it works. I don't want you to do it without having this awareness that each one is a technique in and of itself, which can be incredibly useful, particularly in emergency energy situations where you're either ill or disturbed or in tears or depressed or you've lost the plot and are finally going completely mad. The next one is, I call a golden rain shower to cleanse and heal my aura now. And this, for some reason, is one that I often forget to do on an individual basis. But it's an absolutely beautiful invocation, because you are asking the angels for this golden rain shower of energy. You're asking the angelic realms to pour down their golden energy, which comes down as millions of golden droplets through your energy. And you can feel the difference between that angelic healing, soothing, balancing energy and the bright white light, which is much more activating. When you call the golden rain shower, it is blissful. It's beautiful. It's a healing energy that is filled with love. And as you are in that love-filled state, you do the sixth command, which is, I call unconditional love to myself now. Now, this was added in after I'd spent some time with our Light Tribe member, Kre Alora, of the Shekinah Temple in New York. He had started doing this with students of his, and he kept going on and on and on to me about it. He's saying, when I get people to call love from themselves to themselves, they are just blown away by what that feels like because they've never done it before. I left the wording open when I decided to include this because what I realized was that as I had called these steps essential daily practices, if you're going to do something daily and it might only be this, yes, he was quite right. Calling love to yourself, placing yourself in a state of total acceptance and love for yourself is essential on a daily practice. So it wasn't part of my original meditation given from my guides, but comes directly from Kre Alora. And when you do that, it doesn't matter whether you are calling the love from your personality self to yourself. So just loving and accepting yourself in that moment as perfect, exactly as you are. Or if you're calling it from your higher self, or from your guides, or from all that is, from God, Goddess, from Mother, Father, God. Whatever you like, it is just opening yourself to the receiving of love. And the final step is I ask for my 12 chakras and my 12 strands of DNA to be reconnected now. This is a more advanced technique, and it isn't one that I have found myself doing often during the day because it's not a re-centering and balancing and grounding technique in the same way as the first five are. The first five, calling light to yourself, opening your cosmic and earth star portals, grounding yourself, calling your energy back, and then calling the golden rain shower to cleanse your aura. Those are ones I'm encouraging you to practice as often as possible, to rebalance you or ground you or raise your vibration or heal you when it is needed. Asking for your 12 chakras and 12 strands of DNA to be reconnected is a beautiful thing to do on a daily basis, but it's something that I feel is more appropriate as part of a meditation, and I am going to do a new meditation which focuses only on that. I've only been receiving guidance about the other five chakras recently as I prepared for my new fifth dimension course. And my guides are very pragmatic. They call the chakras something that people can identify with. They call it something according to its function. So when they call the one below the cosmic star portal the soul star portal, it's because it is connecting you with your greater soul group. When they call the chakra just above your head, which is given in the process for the winter solstice meditation, which was suggested by my guides, they are calling it your I Am chakra or your higher self chakra because it is a place through which that energy can enter into your crown chakra, which is below that. So I would love to hear feedback from you about these separate energy techniques and using the essential daily practices in this way. Most of you don't realize how easy it is to recenter yourself. So you keep going back into a state of chaos during the day. Some of you will do your daily practice and meditation in the morning and you'll feel great. And then as the day goes on, you'll lose your energy, your vertical connection, your sense of groundedness more and more, and then perhaps you'll do something before you go to bed at night. What I'm telling you is that we need to be able to use energy techniques at any time of the day when they are needed, so that you are in a state of high vibration and balance and groundedness more and more often during the day, for 30% of the time, for 40% of the time, for 50% of the time. When my guides were talking about the crystalline ray of energy, which is available to us at the winter solstice as we connect with the portal, which is our sun star, our sun, these energies are not accessible to you unless you are in a state of balance. And that's why what's been suggested for the solstice is that you just go through the primary three steps, unless you're using some other spiritual technique or meditation to get you into that space, which is also fine. But they were suggesting that all of those who ask for this crystalline ray to enter and spin through and connect all 12 chakras in order to activate our crystalline light body, that we first call light to ourselves. Open our cosmic and star and earth star portals. Ground ourselves down into the heart of Gaia. And I would also recommend calling energy back to yourself. So with these first steps, you should be able to place yourself into a state of peace and balance and harmony. There's no point in saying the invocations while thinking about something else and just thinking they're going to do their work. Say it like you mean it, understanding that your wish is your command, and that when you call light to yourself, it has no option but to come. This is a universal law. So those of you who are moving into fear, who are reading too much of the conspiracy theory stuff, which I think there's a conspiracy theory to put out more conspiracy theory stuff to put you into fear, because that's what the conspiracies are about in the first place. There's no other agenda. It's very simple. Either something you're reading or learning about is putting you into fear, or it's putting you into love and empowerment. So if anything that you're hearing is putting you into fear or lowering vibration, then just question whether it is good for you. Question whether it is empowering you or not. Those of you who are drawn into fear constantly through reading the news, through seeing something on television, hearing bad news from other people, reading conspiracy stuff, worrying about the financial state of the world and the collapse of this, you're constantly being dragged back into fear. You need to constantly do those energy cleansing techniques. Call light to yourself, center yourself in your heart, call your energy back so that no one or no thing has the power to drain your energy, to place you into fear. There is one more technique that I'm going to talk about, and that is using the prana tube. I love Tom Kenyon's channelings from the Hathors about the prana tube. I had learnt some about the prana tube and been channeling some information about it, but I also read some of Tom Kenyon's stuff and particularly loved the way the Hathors described what you can do with the prana tube. They say, that the prana tube, the energetic tube, which runs through all of your chakras, it can just hang about energetically at the top of your aura and the bottom of your aura. And that it's up to you whether you extend that upwards as far as you like. Now, I would be slightly more directive than that because I'm a very bossy girl. And I believe that we need to extend our prana tube. Prana means life force energy. Life force energy is that of which everything in the universe is made, including physical and non-physical. It is the energy of God, Goddess itself, which is creative in its aspect and which is life. So it's not the oxygen that we breathe that's keeping us alive. It's the prana in the oxygen that we breathe. Now, when you become aware of your prana tube, it does something different energetically. Because when you imagine that you're breathing energy in from above through your crown chakra and your third eye, it means that you physically are bringing energy through your pineal gland. Now, Leonard Orr says that when we forgot how to breathe through our pineal gland, that's when we became disconnected. And that's where we became unintelligent and species who didn't use a great percentage of our brain. So you need to understand that when you use your imagination to do something on an energy level, it doesn't mean that it's in a fairyland imagination type zone and isn't actually happening. It is actually happening. There is energy coming in through your prana tube and in through your crown chakra and through your third eye. Now, the reason that being aware of your prana tube is so important is because it connects you in a different sort of way with all that is above and all that is below. And you will only know how different that is when you actually try it. One of the things it does is that it brings in this very powerful energy from above directly through your 12 chakras. And it brings it in from above and below simultaneously so that both of those Shakti Shiva energies, as the tantras call them, empower your heart. Living in your heart and expanding your heart consciousness is what all of our spiritual work is about. But I include it after talking about the daily practices because it's very difficult to move into a heart-centered state and a heart-expanded state when you are depressed, ill, lethargic, unbalanced, tired. So the other more basic techniques should be used more regularly. And once you're in a more grounded and balanced state with your energy with you, then breathe through your prana tube. And if you'd like to practice breathing through your prana tube, then I recommend using one of the free meditations, which is on my website, which is called Unity Consciousness Breath. And the reason my guides named it that is because unity consciousness is the same as Christ consciousness. And it is being in a state of love, which is where we're moving to. So I believe that Mindy from Oregon is online too. Are you there, Mindy?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Do you have a question?
I do. I was just listening to the part where you were talking about the prana tube. Now, would you say that, like, Reiki can work the same type of theory that you're talking about? So if you're Reiki attuned, and you're pulling down that life force energy using the Reiki channel, could that be considered like the same thing?
Oh, yes, you most certainly are. Reiki is a classic form of healing where you are channeling a certain energy vibration through your body and then through your hands and into the person. And it's taught in different ways, but I advise all healers, not only Reiki practitioners, that if they're doing the kind of healing where you're channeling energy or prana in from the higher dimensions and through, to be aware of it moving into your heart before it moves out through your shoulders and arms and through your hand chakras, because it makes it so much more powerful and it gives you a huge rush of love energy. If you constantly draw the energy in through your crown, third eye, throat, into your heart, and you allow that energy to move. Reiki is a particular frequency of energy healing. But essentially, all energy healing is doing the same thing, where you are channeling higher energy through yourself into that person. When you're talking about the prana tube and doing Reiki or any other form of healing, you could equally draw energy in from above and below into your heart and then let it come out, because the concept of the prana tube isn't taught in that way to a Reiki practitioner. But most people, once they've been doing healing for a while, they make it their own. And I would get into trouble for saying that with a lot of Reiki masters, because there are some lineages. Yeah, there's some lineages of Reiki where they're very, very strict about everything. But I honestly, believe that the time that we are in now on Earth is a time in which our gifts and healing abilities and knowing from other lifetimes, you know, more enlightened lifetimes, is streaming up through us. And as a healer, when I was working one-on-one, I got nowhere until I started doing my own thing. You know, I really, the difference between when I was sticking to the rules of Reiki or Martin Brofman's chakra healing or craniosacral therapy, the difference in the level of healing I was doing before that, and when I just thought, okay, I'm just going to start doing Pleiadian healing. And, you know, my guides just gave me a title, Pleiadian chakra healing. They said, does that sound okay? It just means you can do whatever you want to do. And I then blended all of the gifts which flowed naturally through me in the moment. And so I don't know whether that helps you or not, Mindy.
No, it does. It does. That kind of answers some of the questions I had going on my mind when I was listening to you. So that's fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
If your question is about the prana tube, I would suggest try the meditation. Try the Unity Conscious Breath meditation and then see how it relates to what's happening when you're actually doing the Reiki, because you'll be able to tell.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay,
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. And I've got, now I don't know how to pronounce this, I think it's Tina or Teen from New York on line one. Hi.
Hi, Solara, it's Tina.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I love it. I'm so happy that you breaking down every single item on that essential daily meditation. It's just wonderful. And when you spoke about calling energy back to yourself, I always constantly feel this sort of tickling, tingling at my crown chakra and back of my occipital bone. And I wonder if that's energy that's leaking out, or is this activation? I don't know what that is. I wonder if you could shed some light on that.
Now, under what circumstances are you feeling this? You're feeling some kind of trickling of energy at your crown chakra and at the chakra at your occiput. But under what circumstances? Just all the time, or does it feel good or bad?
Yeah,
does it do something?
Well, usually when I go to sleep, and especially like when I'm calling light, but now it happens, I could be just sitting there reading a book, or I could be just working on a client, and I am very, very aware of it because it's quite strong, and it just comes and tickles kind of and then goes away.
Okay. I have no idea in myself how to answer that, so I'm asking my guides. And
okay.
I am, once again, I don't know if you heard this bit at the beginning because our reception got cut off, but I am practicing channeling my normal guides, but using my own voice. So I'll see if I can. I ground myself. And I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now to answer Tina's question. You are being activated, dear child. You are receiving energy downloads in two areas of your brain, and this is what you are experiencing. We would suggest that you ask for guidance on this. And also, if it suits you, that you ask that these downloads are integrated at certain times, perhaps during your meditation, so that the work can be more focused. It will assist you also to place yourself in a Pleiadian chamber of light as you go to sleep, so that you ask specifically to be in a chamber of energy integration. The downloads which you are receiving in your medulla oblongata and in the crown of your head, in an area not within but above the pineal gland, these are the repairing of your electrical light body. And you will be assisted with this, and it is in every way positive. Namaste. But not entirely successful in using my own voice there, but I was trying.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Solara.
Tina, are you the Tina that I know as of Tina and Steven?
Yes, I am the Tina you know.
Okay. It's just Don spelled your name T-I-N-E, and I've never seen it spelled like that. So it was lovely to talk to you, Tina. And also,
thank you.
So that's very
love
good news.
Thank
that's
you,
that's very good news. Yeah. Bye. Okay, so I am going to summarize what has been said about the winter solstice. The winter solstice is the 21st of December. So it's next week on Tuesday, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we are being asked by my guides to receive the download of crystalline frequency energy more consciously, or just simply consciously. And to do this, if possible, with a tribe of people. Now, when I say tribe, I just mean people, as in group of people. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's with your children, your family. Make any excuse to create a gathering or join a gathering if you possibly can. Because the solstices and equinoxes are times when we are meant to be with light tribe. And anything that you do in a group is more powerful than doing it on your own. And that is it. So even if you are a total loner, I can tell you that the time is now for you to make some light friends. The time is now for light people to gather together. And you will attract people towards you simply by opening your heart to that idea, simply by saying to yourself, I attract light tribe to me now. And the amazing thing is that the time we're in now is a time when the friends that we make can be much older or much younger than us, can be completely different in personality and upbringing and black background and what they do and everything about them. And what is attracting us to each other is simply this light vibration and a remembrance within our deepest selves that we belong together, that we have known each other before, and we all decided to come down to earth right here, right now, in order to assist with the transition. And this is not hard work. This is a blessing. What we are called to do now is an absolute privilege and joy and blessing. And as soon as you realize that and start living it that way, everything will flow more easily. So gather together if you possibly can on the 21st of December, if you possibly can at sunrise, that is the ideal time, especially because the lunar eclipse will have come just before that. If you possibly can be up to see the moon and have a fire and watch the sunrise with your tribe, those are the ideal circumstances. And then do these short steps of the daily practice or anything else that brings you into as high and balanced a vibration as possible. And then ask to receive the crystalline ray, which comes from the Lord Sunat Kamara himself. Ask to receive this crystalline ray and visualize and feel it spinning through all 12 chakras, 3 above, 7 within, 2 below. And you will feel as those 12 chakras ignite with the crystalline ray, you will feel that crystalline energy activating your electrical light body around you. You will feel a different color and vibration light, actually like electricity, crystalline pure energy through your aura and light body. So I am really looking forward to hearing from all of you what happens on the solstice and what happens with you as you practice these techniques individually during the day. I stream my love out to you now. I spread and receive only light from the internet, through the internet. Love and blessings to you, dear tribe of Gaia, and very, very happy solstice, because I won't be with you next Tuesday. And Rita's going to be in this time slot next Tuesday, and I'll be here the week after that. Namaste.